From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. An ambulance transports one of the dozens of protesters injured in Friday's clashes at the Gaza border. A Palestinian was killed and 176 wounded by Israeli army fire as thousands of Gaza residents protested. It's part of a weeks-long campaign to end a decade-old blockade of the territory. Later Friday, vandals burned a fuel complex and a conveyor belt, causing more than $9 million in damages, according to the military. The clashes offered a preview of what will likely be a much larger protest and possible border breach on Monday when the United States relocates its embassy in Israel to contested Jerusalem amid Palestinian outrage. Germany's economy minister and chancellor support the nuclear deal with Iran, but worry over losses if the landmark arrangement unravels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Economy Minister Peter Altmaier says Germany plans to stick to the Iran nuclear deal, but there's little he can do to prevent German businesses from following possible American sanctions to protect their interests in the US. Earlier, Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the unilateral US withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal undermines confidence in the global order. Germany, France and Britain have vowed to keep the 2015 nuclear arrangement alive following the US decision to walk away. Merkel has noted in a speech that it took 12 years of work to put together. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Worshippers in Tehran and across Iran took to the streets Friday to condemn the unilateral withdrawal of the United States from the landmark 2015 nuclear deal. We have much more coverage on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.